This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next on Plains FM is Find Your Bliss.
Good morning, Bliss Lovers. It's Rebecca Davison here, intuitive coach and mentor, founder of the Intuitive Life Academy, and you're listening to the Find Your Bliss radio show here on Plains FM. I'm really excited to be in the studio this morning and talking to you about creative intentions. So how to make 2019 your best year ever, right? How to make 2019 incredible. And I know that a lot of people are probably still assimilating even their Christmas day and, you know, probably chilling out and resting today. But this is a really great day to look at how you can do your life differently. How to be able to go into a new year and do it from a place of a lot of ease and grace and trusting yourself rather than feeling like you have to set a whole bunch of New Year's resolutions and be in a space of, I have to do this because I didn't do it last year. Right? What does it take to be in a creative space and kind of go, oh, I wonder what's possible? Or, you know, how could I do this in such a way that it would bring me the most fun during the process? So often what happens, of course, at the end of a year and the start of a new one, people look at their New Year's resolutions and go, okay, what is it that I want to achieve? I think everybody knows that they've done a lot of research on New Year's resolutions and decided, right, that New Year's resolutions don't really work. A lot of people aren't able to implement their New Year's resolutions. And I think also too, this is not necessarily because their intention isn't good enough or they're not strong enough. It really comes back to how they're choosing to approach it. So what do I mean by that? I mean that when we do anything, we want it to be fun, right? We want it to be an enjoyable process. And when we feel like we have to do something, it can really take all the joy out of it. So what I'm encouraging everybody to look at, right, is how we can move into a process where you're using your intuition to help guide you in regards to what is the best version of you in 2019. Like, what is the highest frequency version of you in 2019? And how do we go about creating that in a way that really does flow with a lot of ease and grace? So one of the first things that I would recommend is to ask yourself, how do I want to feel in 2019? How do you want to feel? You know, and again, we want to feel good, right? So what makes you feel good? Like, when was the last time you achieved something and what did you do where you were like, wow, that was an amazing process? Right? Maybe you noticed your mindset around it. Maybe you noticed the words that you said to yourself, the words of encouragement. Maybe you noticed what you did or said to yourself when you came up against a challenge. And this is the joy of moving into knowing yourself as a creator, is to be able to go, well, how am I going to choose to approach this? How am I going to choose to do this? Am I going to choose to do it from a place of inspiration? Or am I going to choose to do it from a place of I have to do this? One of those things feels a lot lighter than the other. So let me give you an example of how, you know, let's say you have a goal, right, that you're looking at, which is maybe you want to start a music career, right? So there's part of you that goes, okay, well, I have to go and study, right? And, you know, maybe you go do that and then you're like, okay, well, what's the next step? And then you're like, well, I have to go and do this, you know, like you've written out a checklist of things that you need to do. I have to get my band and we have to go around and approach all these places and do all these gigs, right? So you've got your to-do list, you're in the rational mind about it, which is not necessarily a bad thing, right? We're not knocking that, but it doesn't feel inspiring. Does it feel joyous to go, oh, wow, this is the next step? Or does it feel like a have to? This is really what we want to ask ourselves when we're setting any kind of goal. How can we do it from a place of joyousness and move into it from a light frequency, or a place of like, I'm choosing to do this because it's going to bring me more joy and happiness? Because as they say, right, the ultimate cliche in life is it's not the destination, right? It's the journey in regards to getting to that destination. So maybe from a more inspired place, like if you're tuning into your intuition, you might actually sit down and go, you know what, I'm going to ask my intuition what the next step is. And maybe you get an intuitive hunch that you need to go to this barbecue, right? And that's not on your to-do list at all, right? But then you kind of show up. I've done this before numerous times, right? You show up and you're like, okay, well, I'm just going to see what happens. And then maybe you meet somebody and you get chatting and you're having a really conversation. And again, maybe you have no expectations around that. But maybe through the course of that conversation, you find out that that person's brother is a music producer, right? And that this person would be more than happy, because they've had such a great connection with you, to refer you to their brother and say, hey, let's see what's possible in regards to, you know, maybe developing an album or getting you guys out there, right? So this is the creative process versus the rational mind, I have to do it like this process. And this is often where people go wrong, because they get all excited about their goal, and then the implementation, it kind of falls away. Right, the implementation gets hard, or it gets a little boring, or it gets a little static, right? And then it becomes a circumstance where we feel uninspired and we're like, oh, I don't want to do that anymore. So we just kind of move away from it. Whereas if you are in guided action, right, like if you had consciously sat down, asked your intuition, got that intuitive hit, gone to the barbecue, and then you have this direct confirmation from the universe through this connection that's been made, that feels amazing, right? That feels joyous. That feels like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know that that was possible, right? When we're doing it from that place of expanded inspiration versus like, this is the goal that I have to reach, and trying to do it through the rational mind. Now, I've talked about this before, about how the rational mind is the least powerful part of yourself. Everybody knows that the subconscious is more powerful than the rational mind, that our subconscious is often driving our decision-making process. But of course, and thank goodness, right, our superconscious, our connection to source energy, is more powerful than the subconscious. And quite rightly so, right? Like, we need to be able to connect into our relationship with higher frequencies of energy, our God source energy connection, to be able to create the life that we really love. You know, like the universe, you know, you think about it, and even looking at this, right, like God or source or energy, whatever you want to call it, is the most magnificent creator. Like, you just need to look at the planet Earth, right, all the resources available to us, the fact that there is life on Earth to a prolific degree, right, that there is perfect energy in nature, right, to be in that space of recognizing that there's so much abundance and creation around us, and how exciting it is even to see somebody who's come up with an amazing idea and see them implement it and see how it can be beneficial to other people. My dad got a book for Christmas, which was about amazing Kiwi inventions, right, and from all sorts of things, from you know, helping GPS systems to, you know, artificial intelligence like robots and stuff like that. Like, it was just incredible flicking through it. But again, what's so inspiring about that is it's all about creation. So one of the first things that I would be asking you to do, right, is to go, what am I choosing to create in 2019? But how do I want to feel as I'm creating it? Right, you want it to feel inspiring. You want it to flow. You want it to be in a space of going, wow, this is such an amazing ride, rather than feeling like it's a grind. Because I tell you what, this is the secret sauce, as it's all about how you feel in each and every moment. Because if you're feeling like, say you've got a goal to make a certain amount of money, but that feels like a real grind to get there, when you reach that goal is going to feel like a grind, right? You want to be able to do it from a place of joyousness. So when you reach the goal, it feels joyous. Because really, at the end of the day, what we want as human beings is to feel a certain way. So what does it take, A, to start feeling your feelings, but B, to be aware aware of how you're feeling as you're doing something. And I remember when I first actually left the banking industry and I started coaching, and I was working hard, right? It felt like a grind. And I was like, oh my goodness, you know, this isn't why I left banking. But I realized it was a pattern of energy. Right, I was running the pattern that making money was stressful and hard. And I had just literally pulled that pattern across into my new career. But I had to recognize that, be able to clear it. Right, I had to sit down because I kept on getting the message to go and play. And I was like, what? This is crazy. Right? I've got work to do. I've got to focus on this. I've got to get these things done. I was feeling really stressed. And of course, as we know, when you get stressed, stress contracts your energy. And then of course, you know, I was getting this message to play. And I was like, well, why am I getting this message to go play from my angels and guides? And the energy that kind of came through with that was to let go of the stress. Right, to move into a more expanded energy. Like if you go into the energy of playfulness, you're relaxing, you're opening up your energy, you're expanding your energetic field, and then it's actually going to feel better to be in your body, to be present, to be doing whatever it is that you're doing. So would you rather do something from a place of playfulness, or would you rather do something from a place of contraction, fear, doubt, worry, that this is a drag, that this is hard, that this is a grind? I mean, even talking about it makes me feel kind of like sick, right? It's like, it's heavy. It's like, ugh, you know, I don't want to do this. So recognizing that it's not even your goal sometimes that is important. It is the energy of how do I want to feel as I'm achieving it? And this is where so many people go into the rational mind. They think that the rational mind is the most intelligent form of information that we can receive. And then they end up feeling so disappointed because what happens is our rational mind goal doesn't match up with the vibration of what we want to experience. You know, we don't feel inspired. We don't feel joyous. We don't feel like, oh, this is so much fun, you know? Because when anybody is looking to create a goal, they believe on a fundamental level, whether they're consciously aware of it or not, that that goal is going to bring them something, right? And as human beings, right, we're wired to move towards pleasure and away from pain. So when somebody sets a goal, say they want to earn a certain amount of money, they think by achieving that, that it's going to bring them pleasure. Right, but this is the secret sauce, people. You know, public announcement. It's the process, right? The feeling is in what you want to experience every single day. It's not in the end goal. But this is the joy of creation, and this is why the universe is so incredible. Because when we understand fundamentally that if we can put ourselves in the energy and vibration of what it is that we want to experience, it's a win-win. A, we're going to feel good as we do it. And B, when we do achieve that goal, it's already going to have given to us multiple times, right? Through the way that we feel, but also by achieving the goal, right? So what does it take to, I should have called this win-win energy, right? This whole show. What does it take to be in creative intention, which is win-win energy, like that you feel good as you're doing, as you're reaching your goal? Because if I guarantee if you do it from the rational mind, it is going to fall away. Because your rational mind will go, oh, I've got this goal and it's going to make me feel a certain way. And then if you're not feeling that certain way about reaching that goal, right, because that's what you're hoping it will bring you, it will bring you that pleasure. And if you're not experiencing that pleasure before you've even reached the goal, then it's going to, you're going to lose interest. You're going to feel uninspired. You're going to be like, oh, my goal isn't working, right? And I'm going to give it away and maybe choose to focus on something else. And that's when our energy can start getting scattered, right? We can be like, oh, it's not working. Oh, what I want to create isn't coming together. And this is how we can talk ourselves out of, you know, out of the manifestation process, out of the law of attraction, out of creating a life that we really want to live, out of being in a good frequency of energy. And this is why I talk about this so much and why it's so important is it's all about putting yourself into an energy and a frequency that you want to experience every single day. Like the one thing that you can do to change your life life this year is to do a daily practice. And what is the daily practice? The daily practice is about you getting into the highest frequency of energy possible so you can be in a creative space throughout your day. Like this morning as I was driving into Christchurch, because I'm staying out of town at the moment, I was listening to YouTube, right? I was listening to some inspiring videos on YouTube. Why? Because I'm wanting to shift my vibration. Why? Because I want to come onto this radio show and share that vibration with other people. Like, that is totally my intention, to help people realize that they can live the life of their dreams, that they can activate their own spiritual power to create what it is that they want, that you are way more powerful than you give yourself credit for. But once you have the tools, the world is your oyster, right? There is nothing outside of you, right? It's all within you. And this is the amazing thing about source energy, is that people spend so much time and energy, right, focusing outside of themselves in regards to creating what it is that they want. But that's why it's called intuition. If you look inwards, that's where you're going to find everything that you need. You're going to find what it is that you love, right? You're going to find what it is that you object to. You're going to find what it is that you don't like. You know, even knowing what you don't like can be really beneficial in helping you to establish what it is that you do like. You know, if there's something that really inflames you, look at that. It has information for you. Maybe it's injustice, right? And again, for me, that's one of my big ones, right? When I see injustice, it drives me crazy, because one of my highest values is freedom. So again, it's all about, how can I create more freedom in my lifestyle? How can I create more freedom in my world? And I have done that very successfully, right? Because I've been able to trust and follow my own intuition. And that's why I still get a kick out of the fact when I wake up in the morning, my day is my own, right? I create it. I'm the one who decides where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be doing, who I'm going to be talking with, like being on the radio show, right? And connecting with people to be able to go, yeah, I want to share this vibration with people. I want to share this information. I want people to know that they're not alone. I want people to know that they're loved, right? I want people to be aware that they have so much creative energy available to them if they're just willing to take some time to look inside. And I know, right? I've talked about this a lot, doing this process of looking internally, it takes some courage. Because we're going to see all of it, right? We're going to see our light and our dark. But if we can bring a space of neutrality to both the light and the dark and stop, because this is what the rational mind loves to do, right? And this is why so many people get tripped up on goals, is the rational mind goes, you've either made it or you haven't. So if you haven't, then it becomes a situation where you're wrong or you're bad, right? That's what the rational mind loves to do, right? It loves to go yes, no, black, white, right, wrong. And if you haven't made it, then you're in one of the categories, right? And this is a very simplistic way of thinking, because life is not like that, right? We're all the light and the dark, you know? But what does it take to love your anger as much as your peace, right? Because anger is just one of those emotions on the spectrum which make us human. So if we can bring loving acceptance and awareness to whatever it is that we're angry about, and kind of diffuse the energy rather than being in a space of like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling angry and therefore I'm a bad person, right? And how many women do I know who have such a crazy relationship with anger? Because in a social context, right, it's not deemed to be socially acceptable to be a woman and to be angry, just like it's still not deemed to be socially acceptable to be a man and express hurt. Right? Have you noticed that? Men get angry and women get upset. So men get angry when they're hurt and women cry when they're angry. So if you're a woman listening to this, I'd encourage you, the next time you're crying, right, just check in and ask yourself, am I upset or am I actually angry? You know, to help you to differentiate between your own emotions, because sometimes it can be really confusing when we're coming from the rational mind. And one of the first things to do to counteract that, right, is start to come back into your body, start to be very aware of what your body is feeling. Right, to be very aware of how you feel in your body, what sensations your body is saying to you. You know, I'm very aware of if I'm experiencing any discomfort. And I'll always be asking myself, you know, if something's showing up in my body, I'll be asking that and going, oh, what's this trying to show me? Because your body is the barometer of your soul, right? It's always giving you information. Alrighty, so I'm going to say goodbye to Facebook now. Thanks for tuning in, folks. If you would like to continue to listen, you can go to 96.9 FM if you're here in Christchurch, Canterbury, or if you're overseas, you can go to plainsfm.org.nz. I'd also encourage anybody, if you're wanting to move into a space where you you want to move into more flow when it comes to your experiences or your goals, then to go to the Intuitive Life Academy, which is on Facebook. It's a free community, but it's really about helping other people step into the energy of living their dreams. And that is the Intuitive Life Academy. So if you go to Facebook and search for groups, I have a Facebook page. I actually have three Facebook pages. I have, obviously, Find Your Bliss Now. I have rebecca.davison.intuitivecoach. And I also have the Intuitive Life Academy. But if you search for Intuitive Life Academy groups, you can click to join there. And we'd love to have you in the tribe. So finishing up with Facebook now, thank you, folks, for tuning in. But again, talking about creative intentions, and also too, what is an intention, right? What is an intention? An intention, what do you intend to happen, right? What do you intend to happen? So again, this is an interesting question, right? Because maybe you have some goals, which is, you know, like New Year's resolutions. Maybe it's like, you know, I want to earn 50 grand and I want to lose 5 kilograms. And but again, how often, right? That is a rational mind goal, as opposed to I want to feel amazing as I make $50,000 or more, or I want to love my body into harmony. Right? Very, very different intention. One's kind of like a rational mind throwaway, and the other one is more of a creative process, right? So I would encourage you to really look at that. And people miss this step all the time. How do you want to feel? Because really, at the end of the day, that is the secret source to manifesting, is your emotions. And what we need to be able to do to get good at that is to learn how to feel. Right, you need to be a good feeler. You need to be aware of your own emotions and to be able to pinpoint it and identify it. Because there's a difference, right, between, for example, frustration and being annoyed and being angry, right? And we want to get so good at being able to identify the difference within ourselves. So why? So when we do, we can clear and shift the energy. But of course, your intuition, your psychic ability, it likes to be specific. You know, the more specific you can be with yourself, the quicker and faster you'll be able to shift and clear energy within yourself. And again, to be able to identify that, you know, maybe when you're 5 years old and you're actually annoyed with mum rather than angry, you know, that's actually going to help you to shift that energy quicker. And again, you know, I talk a lot about between the ages of 0 to 7, you're in the theta brain state and you're absorbing your environment like a sponge. So you're in the energetic soup of your family. What they believe in, what their parents have believed in, right? Your parents' parents, so your lineage, your ancestral lines, which is why when we do energy clearing, we often clear not just ancestral lines, but we even clear things like the DNA in every cell of your body. We clear cellular memory, which is where your body has remembered things from the past, or even past lifetimes. So it's really in depth, right, to be able to go and see yourself as a holistic being that is an oscillating field of energy that has conscious awareness beyond what you are perceiving through your rational mind. Right? And again, the invitation is always there, folks, for what does it take to start developing your intuition so you can really know yourself as a co-creator. You know, I have a really cool story about just before Christmas, and I do this a lot, and it is so much fun. And like I said, I'm going to be doing Intuitive Abundance next year. I'll start promoting that probably mid-January. But Intuitive Abundance, right, is a program where you can essentially let go of your blocks around money and start manifesting what it is that you want. Now, just before Christmas, lovely Bernadette, Bernie Smith, who does Into Hula. So she's the hoop lady. You may know her already. I had so much fun with her at the Super Heart Hoop Off, which was done It was done just before I went away. So I think it was in October. Sorry, timelines. And it was so much fun because, right, Bernie set a world record, right? I think she had 119 people, was it? Or maybe 199 people. They were all hoping for 2 minutes in the Hagley Park. If you went down and checked it out, it was a lot of fun. It was a great day. And it was wonderful to see Bernie's goal come to fruition, right? Because we'd had a conversation earlier in the year and I was like, you're absolutely going to do that. And it was so cool. On the day, she gave me a big hug and she said, you told me I'd do it. And she did, right? She set her goal. She put energy into it. Oh, it's giving me goosebumps, which is, you know, truth bumps, as some people call them, which is often, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, right? When you get goosebumps, it's kind of like spirit is close to you and kind of saying, yes, yes, yes. So again, your body, the barometer of your soul. But Bernie had a competition on Facebook, right? She does work with Nu Skin, which is amazing. I love their products. And she was raffling a Lumi Spa, right? Which is this beautiful, you know, it's like a cleanser, but it tones your skin and it soothes out your skin tone. And, you know, I was like, wow. And she was doing a raffle for it anyway. And usually they think they retail for about maybe $300 or $400, but she was doing a raffle and it was $10 for a ticket. I don't know how many tickets she sold, but I'm presuming it was at least over 300 if it was, you know, $10 a ticket. And out of all the numbers, right, so I was looking at this and I was thinking, oh, that's a great idea, right, to do a raffle for something like that. And I was looking at the numbers that were available and I chose number 21. And I just literally said in my head, what would it take to win this? And I let it go, right? I was in the energy of like, it would be so much fun to be in the experience of receiving the joy of winning, right? But I let it go. I literally said that and then let it go. And I was actually up with family in Pakawa, which is kind of the top of the South Island, and the internet reception wasn't very good up there. But Bernie sent me a message saying, Rebecca, you have won the Lumi Spa. And it was so fun to be able to, I actually had to go outside and kind of go onto 4G to be able to see the video. But be able to see the video of Bernie pulling the draw, right, with her husband and him pulling my name out of the hat. And again, to be in that space, right, of knowing yourself, again, but you think about it, folks, right? I did that consciously. I set a conscious intention to have that experience. And I know that might sound a little arrogant, but when you're living in the space of, because I know, right, if you're coming from the rational mind, you might just think, oh, that's a fluke, right? Or that's just a stroke of luck. No, 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 no. This was a conscious creation. But there were all the elements in it that were perfect, right? Because one of the things about creation is you want to do it from a place of detachment. And that's often one of the hardest things for people. But I literally said, right? I even said to Bernie, right? My what would it take worked, right? Because I had said, what would it take to win that? What would it take to be in the experience of winning it? Of course, obviously, you have to buy a raffle ticket, which is the rational world action that you need to take. And then be in the experience of receiving it. So what would it take to, and also I want you to notice how that feels, right? Doesn't that feel fun? Doesn't that feel playful? Doesn't that feel amazing to be in the energy of like, oh my goodness, I set my intention, I let it go, trusted the universe, and now I'm in the energy of receiving it. Right, this is a creative intention and action. It's kind of like cosmic ordering, right? To say to the universe, this is what I want to experience. This is how I want to feel. This is what I want to feel like in my body, right? What do you want to feel like? Maybe that's even a better place to start before you even look at your goals, right? You want to feel strong. You want to feel powerful. You want to know yourself as an extension of source energy. You know, if you literally knew yourself as limitless, what would you choose to do? Like that beautiful frig magic, that magnet that I've got that says, what would you choose to do if you knew that you couldn't fail, right? Because fear stops us so many times. And it's really worth pondering, right? And can you feel the energy behind what I'm saying? It is so much more inspiring to be in that place of like, oh my goodness, I feel incredible. And then apply your creative intention to that. That is going to get you so much further than just writing a list from the rational mind and going, this is what I want to do. You know, it can be, you don't want to sit down and go, I want to create a website. You want to go, how do I want people to feel when they land on my website? How do I want to feel when people give me feedback about my website? You know, what experience are they going to have? How are they going to feel when they look at the words that I've written? You know, you want to be in that energy of inspiration, again, in spirit. Right, so I'm going to talk some more about creative intention and how you can go about it in just a moment. But in the meantime, I found this old song that you might recognize. It is by a group called Train. I don't know if you guys remember these guys. Maybe you still listen to them. But this is Drops of Jupiter.
In the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
Yeah.
It's an oldie but a goodie. It's really interesting too, folks, because here in the studio we play the tracks. We jump onto YouTube to have a look at the songs and play the tracks. And just looking at the comments on that song and how there are a lot of people kind of bagging it, but at the same time kind of saying, you know, this was really important to me because it was about chasing my dreams. Or quite a few people too talking about having lost a loved one, right? Like children taking their lives, etc. And, you know, if you've been affected by that, please know that you have my love and blessings. I know Christmas can be a really tough time for a lot of people in regards to having lost family members. So, I hope you know that the love of that person is always with you. You, and I'm sending you many blessings. So today we are talking here on the Find Your Bliss show about creative intention and what you want to create for 2019. And again, very different from setting goals. Right, very different from setting goals in the respect that an intention is what do you intend to happen, but more importantly, how do you intend to feel as you create your goal? Because one thing I know for sure, right? It's got to be fun or enjoyable for you to want to continue to do it. Or, and again, a lot of people be like, what are you talking about when it comes to exercise? But you can still make exercise fun, right? You can still do it in a playful way. You can dance, or you can jump on a trampoline, right? There are lots of different ways. It doesn't have to be hard or arduous. But again, knowing what is going to motivate you, what is it that you love? I mean, how do you love to feel? You know, maybe you're one of those people who loves to get scared and watch scary movies. But if you know that about yourself, how can you apply it to getting your outcome that you want? Right? Do you need to freak yourself out into the next step? For me personally, it's always going to be inspiration. Right? What does it take to inspire yourself to take the next step? What does it take to be in that place where you're like, oh, I'm going to tune into my intuition and ask a higher frequency of energy to show me what else is possible? And this is why when we start working with our intuition, it's almost like we feel like we go into a quantum leap, right? Quantum leap being that, you know, it's massive. It is beyond the rational mind's comprehension to jump from, you know, even one dimension into another. Now, talking about quantum jumping, actually. So quantum jumping, when I first started doing programs with Mind Valley, quantum jumping was one of the programs on offer by Bert Goldman, I think. And again, literally what Bert does is he would jump. You know, he would get himself into a higher frequency of energy and he would jump into a different reality or a parallel dimension, i.e. An aspect, I guess you would say, if you were looking at it from the rational mind, an aspect of his imagination or another dimension where he was already experiencing something brand new. So in another dimension, he would see himself playing the piano or creating art or doing photography or making a lot of money. Right, and then bringing that energy back into this dimension. And this is how Bert actually learnt how to play the piano, right? Like he quantum jumped into a different reality, brought back that skill set, downloaded it into his physical reality in the here and now, and plays the piano beautifully. And again, this is where the rational mind cannot compete. Because when we go into other dimensions, higher frequencies of energy, go into spirit rather than matter, right, i.e. matter as in form, then we're jumping into a place where there's a completely different set of rules, right? The number one rule is willingness, right? Willingness to do that. Like willingness to jump into a different reality, willingness to connect with source, willingness to activate your spiritual power, willingness to have self-awareness, willingness to create your life the way you want it to be, and to kind of be a little bit ruthless in that as well, like to be in the energy of no matter what, you know, I'm going to create an amazing 2019. So what does that look like for you? And see, this is the thing where people often start getting a little bit stuck, is that they know that there's an element of their life that is not going the way that they want it to, but they get scared in regards to how to change it. And this is why your intuition is so important, because your intuition is probably already telling you, right? You're probably already getting the nudge, because this is how your intuition gets your attention, is through contracted energy, right? And that is often shows up in your emotional body, right? That you don't feel good, that something feels not great, right? If something feels stuck, that you feel like you can't move forward, that is literally your intuition saying, hey, this needs to be addressed, right? This isn't working for you. This isn't getting you the results that you want. So then, of course, what do we do from that place? We start asking questions, right? And because often too, what the rational mind, like I said, will go into black or white. And people often do this when it comes to relationships, right? First rule when it comes to relationship stuff, get out of your head. Right, your head never really solved any problems when it comes to relationships. You know, your heart knows. But again, how do you bring everything into alignment so you can make a decision? Because I know at this time of year too, right, at Christmas time can be really stressful for people, and it can be a really big time of the year for people breaking up. So if you are in a space, right, where, you know, maybe your relationship is doing a little bit of a flip-flop, first number one rule, right, intuitively, is to bring your attention back into your body, because your body knows the truth. Your body is smarter than your brain. Your body has access to more information, especially through your heart, right? Your heart has its own intelligence. If you want to know more information on that, you can go and check out Heart Math Institute. In regards to how to come into heart coherence, I would encourage you to start doing that. I'll give you the information right now. It's really straightforward. You close your eyes, you start taking some deep breaths, you put your hand on your heart. It's very relaxing to do that for your heart, for your physiology, for your central nervous system. And then you start thinking of something that you're grateful for, right? Whether that's been a holiday or an experience or maybe a moment that you had with your partner or your child, and start thinking about that. Start flooding your body with gratitude, concentrating on your breath, putting your hand on your heart, focusing your attention on your chest, right? That is the heart coherence method. And again, this can be very beneficial if you are feeling stressed, right? Because it brings you back into your body. It brings you back into a higher frequency of energy, which is the gratitude. It can literally slow your heart rate down, decrease your blood pressure, bring you back into presence, bring you back into your reality, into your body. Because often too, when we get really stressed, we can start checking out. We can literally be outside of our bodies, especially if life has been painful. So, yeah, what does it take to be in that space of knowing that you have tools available to you to actually bring yourself back into a state where you can start going, okay, well, what choices am I going to make? What decisions am I going to make? What is my intention moving forward? Because often what people do, right, is they go to the past when it comes to the relationships not being in a great place. They go into the past as past reference. And the past is not a creative place, right? It's already been and done. You want to be able to go into the future. One of the best things you can do if you're struggling in a relationship is ask yourself, how do I want to feel? And how can I feel that now? Right, because this brings the creative process right back to you, and back to you being accountable for your experience, and back to you being able to go, I get to create this now, even independent of the other person. Because you think about it, folks, all relationships are created in your own mind to start with. Your own interpretation of that person, of their intentions, of their beliefs, of their values, of their behavior, of their attitudes. It is all created in your own mind. Right? So that's a really good place to kind of come back into your mind and then go down into your body and go, okay, body, tell me the truth here. What's possible? You know, your body will know the truth if that person is in a place where they can shift, grow, and evolve. You know, because often too, the journey about relationships, right, is about you learning about yourself. You know, that's usually the sole purpose of any relationship is growth, helping you to understand yourself better, have more self-awareness, and to love yourself more no matter what, right? So if you're in a space at the moment where maybe your relationship has been a little flip-floppy, what does it take to come into your body, do that heart coherence process, and start asking yourself, what is it that I do want to experience? Because that's where the creative energy is. How do I want to feel? you know, and also too, because again, you'll notice what will happen, right, is your mind will keep on taking you back into the story. It'll keep on taking you back into, but they did this and they did that. You know, again, your body knows the truth. Once you can get beyond the mind and go into your body, and your body will tell you, right, whether it's possible for that relationship to grow, evolve and change, or whether it's in your highest and best interest to actually step out of it. So again, this is why it's so important, right, to be in your body as part of that creative process and really learning what it takes to stay focused on what it is that you want rather than what it is that you don't want. Because again, what happens with it's the manifestation process, right? Manifestation 101, which is that what happens is people get all excited about what it is that they want to manifest, and then it doesn't come instantaneously, and then they lose hope, and then they think it's not working, and then they essentially, through their energy, they start pushing what they want further away from them. Right, rather being in that space of like, I know in every single cell of my body that this is coming to pass, and that I'm showing up, putting myself in high frequency energy every day. I'm doing what it takes to transcend my mindset to go, this is inevitable. Because often, you know, your circumstances will show you otherwise. But to be in that space where you're literally almost bending the universe to sway it your way. Right, you're literally saying to the universe, no, this is what's going to happen, right? But it comes back to your level of belief in regards to that occurring. And sometimes, you know, that's why athletes are so inspiring, right? Because sometimes they'll experience broken bones or massive setbacks or something's occurred. And again, it's like overcoming the challenge. And I guarantee most people will tell you that the journey is the most important part, right? It's about being that person who can wake up the next day and go, I'm still going to give it 110%. I'm going to do what it takes in spite of, you know, even my body that is hurting or the physical limitations that I'm experiencing. I'm going to transcend my own limits in regards to what I think is possible. I'm going to put myself in that space where I have the mental capacity, the mental fortitude that says, yes, this is happening. Like, you know, Olympic winners, right? They see themselves winning. They have to, right? It's part of the game. Part of the game of the mental game of winning is seeing it occurring. So for yourself, what do you want to experience even in your relationships? And on a scale of 1 to 10, how much time can you spend in there? You know, if you're spending 10 out of 10 when it comes to your time, focus, energy and attention, seeing yourself and your fabulous end result, you are going to have that. It is the law of attraction, right? It is one of the universal laws. It will be inevitable if you are in that energy. But of course, what happens is people are not. They're usually like 2 or 3 out of 10. They're like, oh, I want that, but I don't really think it's possible. The gap is all your limiting beliefs. And that's why doing intuitive work is so powerful, right? Because when you can start identifying your limiting beliefs, see how you pick them up, start clearing them, you literally shift your energetic frequency and you move into a space where one thing that you thought once upon a time was impossible is now a whole new reality for you. You know, guys, I even do this in regards to my work. Like a lot of times I'm kind of like, holy cow, look what I've created. Because once upon a time, I wouldn't have even thought that this was possible. It was beyond my scope of awareness. It was beyond my scope of belief. It was beyond, if somebody had said to me, you know, 2018, you're going to work for Chrissy Marie Sheldon, you're going to travel to Los Angeles twice, you're going to go to Sydney, you're going to see Tony Robbins, you know, like and all the other things that happened last year, this year still, I wouldn't have believed them, right? Because I would have been like, oh my goodness, that sounds like somebody else's life. But I created that. I created that because I said yes, because I showed up, because I overcame my own challenges, because I was like, yes, I can do this. It is possible, right? I have got what it takes. And so have you. But again, right, even if you're in a circumstance now, right, where you want to be, maybe you want to move from being employed to being self-employed, what action steps have you been taking in regards to your, you know, your side hustle? You know, because often you do have to have a side hustle until it becomes your full-time hustle, right? What action steps are you? And also, how do you want to feel as you're doing it? Because guess what? I have seen so many miracles happen for people when they're prepared to do the work on the emotional body to get themselves in a space where they can, you know, they can, because they're in the energy, it happens so much quicker for them. right? That is one of the secrets, right? If you can be in that space of like putting yourself in the energy of feeling good, feeling good, feeling good. And again, if anybody's ever listened to Abraham Hicks, then you will know this as well, right? Being in that space that you can be in that feel-good energy all the time, right? Be in that feel-good energy of, yep, I know it's going to happen. It's happening today. And also too, right? It's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. So just some thoughts there in regards to creative, you know, creative intentions. What do you intend to happen, right? What does it take to be the person who is going to go, I am a limitless being in a body and I get to create my reality the way that I want, and I'm going to do what it takes to change my thinking so it supports that, and then create an extraordinary reality, one that is beyond my wildest dreams, where I'm hanging out with amazing people, I'm doing work that I love, I'm having the relationships that bring me so much joy and pleasure, and I'm really in that space of feeling connected, feeling inspired, and experiencing a lot of flow. Like one thing that still happens for me now, guys, which also too, I know people get caught up on a lot, and that is being in that space of time working for you. Like I'm still amazed at how time works for me. Like everything always gets done, right? And sometimes I amaze myself in regards to what it is that I can produce. So really being in that space of going, you know, if you're experiencing a lot of ease, joy, flow, and you're trusting life, then that's probably what's going to occur for you too, right? But again, what does it take to ask for your life to be that way? What would need to happen? How much trust would you need to have that maybe you're not currently experiencing? So these are all really important things to ponder. I'm going to probably be talking about creative intentions more next time. But as always, it's a joy and a privilege to connect to you. I hope you're having an amazing holiday wherever you are. I know sometimes at this time of the year it can be tricky in regards to spending time with family, etc. So if you want to be in a space where you're feeling supported, you're feeling received, you're feeling like it's possible to live your dreams and it's time for a big change, then I would encourage you to go to Facebook and find the Intuitive Life Academy Facebook group and ask to join that. It is a private group, it's not a page, so be sure to find that and ask to join the community. I post in there pretty much every day in regards to helping people to be in a vibration, right? Then, you know, the quality of your life is often determined by A, the questions that you ask yourself, right? And the level of awareness that you're prepared to have. But also too, you know, your willingness to have the more difficult conversations. You know, are you prepared to come into alignment with truth? Are you prepared to say, you know what, I do have what it takes to live my dreams? Are you prepared to be the person who's going to look inwards to discover that the kingdom of heaven is already within you, right? Love thy will be done, because that is who you are, right? People don't realize this. This is, again, one of the biggest secrets in the universe. You are love already. You know, you have come from a benevolent source. Your soul is pure love light. You are love frequency energy, and anything that stands in the way of that is an illusion, right? But again, you know, I was listening to Jake Ducey this morning, right? And he was talking about that too, about how the illusion is called Maya, right? The energy of the reality that we're experiencing. But, you know, what is really true is that you are born of love and that you are loved, and there's nothing that you can do that will ever take you away from love. But if you're not experiencing that as a current reality, then what would it take for 2019 to bring you that energy and experience? And that starts with you making a decision and asking those questions and being in that space of going, what would love do now? What would I do now if I knew myself as love? So I am sending you many, many blessings, folks. I will look forward to connecting with you again soon. I've got lots of exciting things happening in the new year in regards to the Intuitive Life Academy that I'm looking forward to sharing with you. One of them being that we're going to be doing a lot more interviews on the Find Your Bliss radio show, which I'm really excited about. So interviewing some amazing people in regards to what they're doing and what they're up to and what their gifts are and how they're contributing to the world and how they're using their own intuition to create a magical life. So I look forward to connecting with you again next week, folks. In the meantime, many, many blessings, and bye for now. Bye.